Good morning and welcome to our November 3rd, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I am your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton. I'm joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Sherrill and soon to be joined by President Mandelman. Today's clerk is Victor Young, and I want to thank Jamie Echeverry from SFGov TV for publicizing this meeting and make sure that it is available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of November 18th, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is motion approving rejecting President Raphael Mandelman's nomination for the appointment of Judy Lee to the Building Inspection Commission term ending July 1st, 2027. There is a request that this matter be sent out as a committee report.
Thank you so much, and I believe we have Ms. Judy Lee here this morning. Would you please tell us about yourself and why you want to serve?
Good morning, President Mandelman, Supervisor Walton, and Supervisor Sherrill. My name is Judy Lee, and it is an honor to be considered for an appointment to the Department of Building Inspection Commission. As a native San Franciscan and a longtime tenant, I have seen firsthand the challenges residents face in finding and maintaining safe, affordable housing. These experiences have grounded my belief that housing is not just about buildings. It is about people, families, and the communities that make our city home. Throughout my career in public service and community leadership, I have worked at the intersection of government and neighborhoods, helping tenants, small businesses, and residents navigate city systems. I understand how critical the Department of Building Inspection is to maintaining public trust, safety, and fairness in that process. If appointed, my priorities will be threefold. First, to strengthen transparency and accountability, ensuring that the department's decisions and processes are clear, consistent, and accessible to all. Second, to advance equity and inclusion so that language, cultural, or economic barriers do not prevent residents from receiving fair and timely service. And third, to foster collaboration, building stronger partnerships between DBI, other city departments, and the communities we serve to proactively address issues and improve responsiveness. I bring both professional experience and a personal commitment to fairness, integrity, and community voice. My goal is to help ensure that San Francisco's buildings are safe, our systems are equitable, and the Department of Building Inspection continues to reflect the values of the city it serves. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you so much. And President Mandelman.
Interface is a little weird, funky over here. Like, we can't actually, we don't have the queue. Oh, we do here, but not on ours. We got some technical issues over here on the supervisor side. Letting the clerk know. All right, and with that, thank you, Chair Walton. I want to thank Judy Lee for being willing to serve in this role. I think she's an excellent nomination, if I do say so myself. As she said, she currently serves as Program Director of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce and leads initiatives that support small businesses, workforce development, and community engagement across San Francisco. Her background in economics and workforce development, combined with over a decade of experience working within city government, gives her a deep understanding of both the policy and operational side of how our city functions. As she indicated, she served in a number of roles, as we know, from managing programs in the mayor's office to coordinating across departments on economic and community development. And through it all, she's been someone who brings people together to get things done. She's a respected community organizer, someone who's long worked to ensure that San Francisco's Chinese and broader AAPI communities have a voice in City Hall. Her combination of technical expertise, city government insight and community ties make her a great fit for the Building Inspection Commission. So thank you again for your willingness to serve. And colleagues, I would urge that we approve my nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, President Mandelman. And I will just say that I would like to add my comments to the chorus. I second President Mandelman's statements and just excited to see you wanting to serve in this capacity. You've been doing a lot of work in community for years here in San Francisco. So it's good to have good people who are willing to serve, and appreciate the nomination. With that, seeing no other speakers, Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment?
Yeah, yes, members.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, go ahead.
Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Thank you. Randy Shaw, Director of Tenderloin Housing Clinic, and I've already sent a letter why I support Judy Lee, and I want to thank the Board President Mandelman for once again picking someone who has a community base, which is so important in our commissions. We often have gotten away from that. I primarily came here today to just alert you to the threats to the Buildings Inspection Commission. I wrote the ballot measure that passed and created the Department of Building Inspection and the Commission. And since that time, we totally redid code enforcement. We took over a chamber of horrors for tenants for a decade where I tried to get it through the system. And the Building Inspection Commission changed everything and gave tenants a power that they don't have in any other community. Yet, because of misleading media coverage, which I'm happy to discuss with you in meetings, this perception of corruption is rampant. It's total bullshit. And yet it continues. And because we haven't had a commission in the last decade that has been aggressive at fighting back the lies. And I think Judy Lee is an example of what we need on this commission, because there's going to be this reform procedure. They're going to vote in February for getting rid of some commissions. And the last commission they need to get rid of is the Department of Building Inspection Commission, because it's just so much of the Housing Inspection Division is so vital to thousands, tens of thousands of tenants in this city. And yet all you ever hear about is the Building Inspection Division and permit issues. And it's almost forgotten that this is the agency the tenants most rely on. So happy to talk to you before that commission vote in February, but please confirm Judy Lee because she'll be our ally. Thank you.
Good morning, President Mandelman and members of Board of Supervisors. My name is Jeff Chow. I'm here on behalf of San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce to express our strong support for Judy Lee's nominations to the Departments of Building Inspection Commissions. Judy has been an integral part of our chamber for over a decade, rising from volunteer to board members, first vice president, and now our program directors. She has successfully led major civics and cultural events such as the Chinese New Year Parade, Miss Chinatown USA pageants, and committee street fair. Each require complex coordinations across city departments and committees. Her professional experience with the Mayor's Office of Economics and Workforce Development, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Service, and as legislative aide to Supervisor Arthur Savai further demonstrates her deep understanding of city operation and her commitments to public service. Fluent in English, Cantonese, and Mandarin, Judy bridges communications across San Francisco diverse communities and invaluable skill for department that serves all residents. We are confident Judy Lee will bring professionalism, integrity, and balance to the commissions. The Chinese Chamber of Commerce proudly urges your approval for her nominations. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisor Matias Mormino, Chief of Staff at Chinatown Community Development Center. A lot has been said. I think what I want to focus on is Judy's ability to bring people together. And we know that, as our friend and ally Randy Shaw described, the department dearly needs people that bring all its souls, all its difference together. And the commission can really play a critical role in bringing the housing division and the building division together to further really what is a department that serves San Franciscans from a very, very basic needs way. I'm really excited to see somebody like Judy, a native San Franciscan, a member of the API community, somebody who has a very, varied experience with her experience at City Hall, her experience in the community, her experience with labor. All of that really makes Judy an incredible pick for the Building Inspection Commission. We know that more than anything at this time of budget deficits and budget crisis, the commissions have such a critical role to look at, evaluate, and help guide the direction of the departments. And so I think I am here to support Judy Lee's nomination to the Building Inspection Commission, and I'm very excited to see her serve. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who would like to provide public comment for this matter?
Seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. And Mr. Clerk, I would like to make a motion to scratch out rejecting and replace with approving and send this item forward to the full board as a committee report.
Yes, amend it to recommend and to send it out as a committee report. Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman. Adaman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a hearing to consider appointing two members, terms ending October 8, 2027, to the Early Childhood Community Oversight and Advisory Committee.
Thank you so much. And I know we have two candidates here before us for seat seven and seat nine, and I will ask them to come up and tell us about themselves for a couple of minutes, and I will go in order of how they appear on the agenda. So first we will call up Barbara Ellen Walden for seat seven.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Walden, and I am honored to speak today about my desire to serve on the Early Childhood Community Oversight and Advisory Committee. I currently serve as the Early Education Program Director at MNC Inspiring Success, a multi-service agency here in San Francisco. Our program provides early care and education to more than 300 children and families across 11 centers, funded through federal, state, and local partnerships. In my role, I oversee program operations, health and safety, service delivery, and fiscal management. In the early years of my career, I was a secondary school teacher here in San Francisco. I'm also a proud mother of two children, both of whom received a strong foundation through Head Start. This personal experience deepened my understanding of how transformative, high-quality early education can be for children and families. That experience not only shaped my perspective as a parent, but deepened my commitment to ensuring that every child, regardless of background, has access to high-quality early learning and family support services. San Francisco has long been a leader in early childhood innovation, and I deeply believe in the Department of Early Childhood's vision to advance equitable outcomes for all young children and families. Through my years of advocacy for high quality care and workforce support, I've seen how strong systems and intentional collaboration can transform lives. If appointed, I hope to bring my professional experience, my personal perspective as a parent, and my passion for equity to help strengthen and elevate the department's work, ensuring that policies and practices continue to support the whole child, their learning, health, mental health, and family well-being. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you so much. And next we have Monique Guidry for seat nine.
Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Monique Guidry. I'm a native San Franciscan and a mom. I'm honored to be considered for the reappointment to seat nine of the Early Childhood Community Oversight Advisory Committee, representing the Child Care Planning and Advisory Council, known as CPAC. I've been an early childhood educator for over 29 years, working both in center-based and family child care, which I currently own. I'm also a mentor teacher through the California Early Childhood Mentor Program and currently represent District 11 on CPAC, which alongside EC educators, families, community partners to strengthen San Francisco's early learning system. This seat is uniquely important because it ensures the workforce and community voices directly inform oversight of DEC, especially at a time when the department's role and resources have expanded significantly. My committee members bring a deep policy and administrative expertise, which is essential, but my role complements the decisions in the day-to-day realities of classroom, families, and educators. During my current term, I value the commitment. The committee has created space for productive dialogue, shared learning, and accountability. I appreciate that members have worked collaboratively to understand the impacts of decisions on access, equity, and sustainability across the early childhood landscape. I hope to continue contributing a strong workforce perspective to ensure that our policies uplift communities both affected by inequities and providers understand decisions are made that families continue to have access to early learning options. My goal is to increase transparency and sustainability, strengthen two-way communication, and ensure that workforce insight remains central. I believe that when decisions are informed by both policy expertise and lived practices, the communities and outcomes are stronger, more just, and more sustainable. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you both, and I want to just say I appreciate both of you for wanting to serve and lend your voice to the work, which is very important. I don't see anyone on the roster, so Mr. Clerk, we will go to public comment on item number two.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. You can approach the podium.
Good morning. My name is Audrey, and I'm working with early child education now for 8 years. I'm convinced that Monique is a strong choice for EC coach, because she leads with heart, experience, and equity. She listens, supports, and uplifts educators as us, not by telling them what to do, but by helping them reflect, grow, and strengthen practice, her connection to community and commitment to children and families makes her the kind of coach who truly builds capacity and lasting impact. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers on this matter? There does not appear to be any other speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers, public comment on this item is now closed. Mr. Clerk, I would like to make a motion to approve Barbara Ellen Walden for seat 7, requesting a residency waiver, and also for Monique Guidry for seat 9, and move this forward to the full board with a positive recommendation.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Item number 3 is a hearing to consider appointing 4 members, terms ending April 22, 2027, to the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. As you know, we have 4 seats and 8 applicants. I want to first start off by thanking everyone for being willing to serve. This obviously is very important, as we know that addressing the needs of our unhoused community is a top priority for us here in San Francisco, and so I want to appreciate everyone for being willing to serve. Obviously, we have more applicants than we do have available seats, and so, like we always do, encourage folks that may not be selected to serve at this time for this particular committee to continue to put in applications, continue to reach out and put your name forward for other opportunities here with the city, because it is very important that we have people who are willing to serve on these bodies, and we appreciate everyone for wanting to step up and play a role in serving our city. With that said, I am going to call up everyone in order of how they appear on the agenda for today. I know we have a couple of people who requested to not be moved forward, and so we will not be calling those individuals. But with that said, I will go with Chanel Williams first. And please tell us about yourself, why you want to serve or continue to serve if you already have a seat, and we'll allow everybody around 2 minutes just to talk about their qualifications.
Yes, thank you, Chair Walton, and thank you all committee members. My name is Chanel Williams. I'm currently the Executive Director of Rafiki Coalition for Health and Wellness, but prior to that, I served with the California Preterm Birth Initiative for about 10 years, and a lot of the research that we did really lifted up the fact that preterm birth is an issue of race. It's not an issue of economics, and what we're seeing right now in San Francisco, looking at the data, is about half of our homeless population or houseless population is African American, but we make only 3% of San Francisco. So I want to continue to serve, my community as a Black woman, but also as a preterm birth expert, really recognizing that the situation that our families and our children are in on the streets is really exacerbating preterm birth rates. The rates are not going down. They're going up. And so we really need to do more to support children and families in San Francisco, our houseless children and families, whether they be in SROs, whether they be in permanent supportive housing. We have not moved the needle on that population. And we still are looking at how do we get preference for folks that are living on the streets while pregnant, pregnant people on the streets. So want to continue to do the work from multiple avenues, from perspective as for our Black African-American communities, but also looking at our children and families and our pregnant people. What can we do to actually move the needle on that? I've been proud to serve as the chair of the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee since we started, and it's been amazing, amazing work. And you'll hear from my colleagues who are here today, Jen Friedenbach, Julia D'Antonio, who serves as our vice chair, and Zia as well. So we hope to all have all of your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Kezia Villas Martinez. Not here, Kezia? Okay, LaShanti Woods.
Good morning. My name is LaShanti Woods, and I'm a San Francisco native. I stand before you with 14 years of experience in property management, working specifically with single residence occupancy and public supportive housing. Recently, right now I'm the general manager of a recently open and full capacity building that's in the Tenderloin. I would like to be appointed to the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee because I work directly every day with the population this fund is designed to support. I've on the ground inside supportive housing community in the Tenderloin seen firsthand what works, what doesn't, and what systems break down between intention and impact. San Francisco has made a significant investment in solving homelessness. I want to ensure that dollars translate into real housing stability, real services, and real results, and not just programs on paper. I care deeply about our city, and I'm committed to helping move us from theory to practical, effective, and implementation. My experience in managing a newly opened supportive housing building, serving formerly homeless residents with trauma, mental health needs, and complex challenges, gives me the direct understanding of how decisions made at a policy level play out at building level. I want to bring that perspective to the committee so that we are not disconnected from the lived reality of the work. I want to help ensure transparency, accountability, and effectiveness while elevating the voices and needs of the people we serve and the staff who serve them as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will now...
Chair Walton, I just received notice that Nancy has decided to appear. She initially indicated she was withdrawing, but she is here today.
Thank you so much. So... if we can bring up Nancy Gatorto.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning, honorable members of the Board of Supervisors. My name is Nancy Gatorto. I am originally from Kenya. I'm a Kenyan American living here in San Francisco for the last 11 years. I'm here to apply for a seat of my city, our home committee. I love this home. I have two boys. Currently, they're attending private boarding schools out of state. I'm applying for the seat number 4, number 8. I applied for last year, but there was too many bureaucracies. But I think with me coming in as an immigrant, we're bringing in diverse voices. We do have a lot of Africans who've been on the streets for different reasons. We have Kenyans who have fought for this country, and today they're still homeless. And they all come to me asking for help. And out of my situation and my journey here in San Francisco has not been easy, but it forged unyielding commitment to justice. I worked as a property manager at Martin Luther King Garvey, where I lost my job because I refused to evict black people. Supervisor Dean Preston was part of it and really helped me on my journey, along with Didier Hewitt and other Martin Luther King Garvey residents who came and fought for justice. That experience wasn't just a setback, but it was more of a revelation about the systemic barriers most vulnerable face. It turned my pain into purpose, working with nonprofits across the city. I founded my own nonprofit called Kijiji Africa for the African immigrants here in San Francisco, advocating for essential resources for the African community who I feel like they are ignored. I've pitched on innovative ideas like a sister city with Kenya and San Francisco under the previous administration, the mayor's office, fostering global ties. I've spoken at the UN and represented diverse communities. And last year I was honored with a Mama Bear Award in Mar-a-Lago. And so I feel like I'm more qualified for this position. I want to serve a city that I love and bring different voices. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we will hear from Julia D'Antonio.
Hi, good morning, supervisors. Let's see. So I'm a San Francisco native. I have been doing this work for more than half of my life, as well as in systems. And I bring that experience to the seat 6. Sorry, I didn't prepare anything in writing today. I kind of just wanted to speak from the heart, I guess. But I've lost a lot of people in this struggle. I think I bring a lot of historic knowledge to the table. What I'm interested in doing, especially coming from San Francisco and us being such an innovative city, I'm really interested in different like models and experiencing with different models, different housing models, different prevention models, and taking learnings from other counties, other cities. I'm also like very interested in using the rest of the funds towards acquisitions. I'm definitely more interested in permanent solutions rather than temporary band-aids. I think there's a lot of communities that have been historically underfunded when it comes to housing, so making sure that we make up for those communities that have been most affected, our black and brown communities, our families who historically have received less than 2% of the housing budget, our youth. I think we've done a really good job with Prop C so far, especially with youth, and we've done a lot of really great acquisitions. I just think we can do more, especially as Chanel was saying, Member Williams, around families, definitely larger unit acquisitions. So I think there's a lot of work still to be done. I think a lot of great work has been done. And I think keeping members who have been on also leads to maintaining some of that historic knowledge rather than having to like go back and do a lot of sort of research that I think we'll take, but also happy to do that as well for other members who do get on the board. Who haven't historically been on there. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. And I'd like to acknowledge and welcome that Supervisor Matt Dorsey is also here with us this morning. Jennifer Friedenbach.
Hi, good morning, Supervisors Walton, Sherilyn Mandelman. Thank you for your consideration this morning. As the primary architect of Prop C, Our City, Our Home, I'm humbled to be standing here talking about both the accomplishments and the challenges we'll be facing. San Francisco, like all West Coast cities, has seen rising rents drive homeless rates up. Solving homelessness itself has gotten increasingly complicated. The longer people are out there, the more their health deteriorates and rates of mental illness and substance use increases. This issue has been left at municipalities' feet. Tired of waiting for the feds to do right, we decided to take people's initiatives into our own hands. We spent a year gathering input, meeting with allies, opponents, everyone in between, gathering SIGs, and getting it passed. As executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness, I'm embedded in the movement to end homelessness. As a movement leader, I approach this work with humility. I'm inspired by Ella Baker's style of servant leadership, meaning work side by side with people. Movements are when a group moves towards a single goal. There's always a lot of different perspectives, as it should be. Diverse movements are always stronger. Community organizing requires active listening and constantly learning. I don't approach this work with rigid ideology except a commitment to centering research, the experience and expertise of unhoused people and frontline service providers, and then developing consensus. And I've brought this skill to the OCO oversight body, listening carefully to arrive at solutions that are effective. For me, the smartest person in the room is the room. I serve as the shelter liaison on OCO and have had three priorities there: expanding new innovative shelter models that serve people for whom shelter have not served in the past, pushing against exorbitant costs, and thirdly, halting the revolving door by bringing resources such as behavioral health services into shelter. We promised voters 1,000 people would be sheltered. We've sheltered more than 4,000. My priorities in behavioral health have been to expand beds, including successfully expanding step-down housing or recovery housing, to add housing for people with more severe acuities, such as adding two boarding cares. My second priority has been to bring behavioral health where people are at, such as supportive housing. My third priority is to ensure ongoing care, such as therapy and intensive case management. Too much of our system is crisis-based and short-term, and that fails when folks are out on the streets. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you. William Lemon.
So good morning, Supervisor Sherrill, Supervisor Walton, Supervisor Mandelman, Supervisor Dorsey. My name is Billy Lemon. And first, let me start off by saying I have the opportunity to speak in front of people fairly often, and I am never really all that nervous. And I am super nervous right now. And what that tells me, having done this for a minute, is that I am super invested in this moment. So from there is a jumping off point. My name is Billy Lemon, and I'm honored to introduce myself as someone deeply committed to the values and responsibilities of the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee. I come to this space not only with lived experience, but with a career rooted in recovery advocacy and nonprofit leadership. For the past 11 years, I have served as the executive director of the Castro Country Club, a sober community center in the heart of San Francisco that has supported tens of thousands of people in recovery. Under my leadership, the club has expanded its reach, diversified its funding, strengthened its role as a vital community anchor for those living at the intersection of substance use, recovery, folks experiencing homelessness, and economic insecurity. But my work is not limited to just one organization. I've collaborated closely with city agencies, elected officials, and other community-based organizations across San Francisco to amplify solutions rooted in dignity, harm reduction, and permanent supportive housing. The Our City, Our Home Charter Amendment was a breakthrough moment for San Francisco, dedicating real resources to address homelessness, behavioral health, and housing. But for those funds to fulfill their promise, we need oversight rooted in both strategy and heart, and I believe I bring both. I'd be honored to continue contributing to this critical work, recognizing the work of the committee already, ensuring that every dollar spent through this initiative aligns with our shared values, housing as a human right, recovery as a journey, and equity as a mandate, not an afterthought. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And again, I want to say thank you so much to everyone who is willing to serve. I don't see any questions or comments at this time from colleagues. We will call for public comment at this time, Mr. Clerk, and I do want to announce that there is interpretation available courtesy of OSEA for public comment for this item.
Yes, just before we go to public comment, I just wanted to double check on one of the applicants, Kenzia Villas Martinez. They did indicate that she was going to appear, but I guess she did not make it. Okay. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. There will be a soft chime when you have 30 seconds left and a louder chime when your time has expired. Can we have our first speaker?
Good morning. My name is Forrest Liu. I'm a resident here in SoMa, and I'm here to support Billy Lemon to be on this commission to end homelessness. He has great bona fides. He's running a center that has a great track record in solving the issue. He has the support of the president and the Board of Supervisors, who is very smart, seems to know what he's doing. I think it'd be a great fit. I'm also a movement leader, as someone mentioned earlier. I'm part of a movement called the Movement to Stop Asian Hate. And unlike the other movement leader here, I actually want to see the problem go away. I want to stop anti-Asian hate and violence. It's very obvious the Coalition on Homelessness seeks nothing more than to perpetuate the issue it purports to solve. They've defrauded taxpayers out of millions, if not billions of dollars. And it's time for us to have a new direction. And I think that that is Billy Lemon. Thank you, and I hope that you support his appointment to the Our City, Our Home Commission. Thank you.
Good morning, committee. Rebecca Jackson, Community Forward and the Women's Housing Coalition, here to speak on behalf of Jenny Friedenbach. The majority of us have been around since the Dream of Prop C, and when we as a city developed the OCO body to inform and protect its dollars. We also know that Jenny Friedenbach has been a leader on the issue of homelessness for decades. So her expertise and historic knowledge on Prop C are without question and are invaluable to the OCO body as she has fought to protect it for years. And yet here we are trying to defend and protect a person's seat whose voice matters. A healthy democracy has good balance with different opinions and points of view. It has people who aren't afraid to speak up on issues that might not be popular in the name of protecting the people. It's scary to me that in San Francisco, we're mirroring some of the same tactics as the federal administration. With our streamlining task force and other efforts like it, they are systematically disappearing people's opinions and the people's actual voice. It's death by a thousand cuts. And I'm asking for us to consider to keep democracy alive. Jenny deserves to keep her seat, and I think we all know that. Her loss on this body would be a deep cut to our city. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Mike Marcus, and I am a resident of District 8 here in San Francisco. I wanted to thank you, Supervisor Walton, for bringing this slate forward, and commend you, President Mandelman, for putting Billy Lemon's name forward for this for the Our City, Our Home Committee. Billy is someone who brings the heart and lived experience of recovery to the city, and I could not think of a more impactful leader at this moment in this time for this committee. To offer a small anecdote, Billy and I were having coffee and in the Castro, and there was somebody walking by muttering vagrancy, unpleasant comments towards Billy. He didn't hear it. And I said, "Oh, Billy, one of your largest fans." And Billy turns around and looks at the gentleman, smiles widely, knows exactly who it is, says hello. And in that moment, the man breaks out in a smile, clearly under the influence, clearly unhoused, and clearly knew the kindness and compassion that Billy operates in on just his normal everyday being. And it was in that moment where I saw Billy as much more than a friend and the leader that I want to see in government positions, particularly related to resource allocation and representing kind of the best of what San Francisco has. Thank you.
Morning, Supervisors. My name is Justin Sa, a resident of District 3. I'm here to support the appointment of Billy Lemon to Seat 8 of our City, Our Home Oversight Committee. Seat 8 requires experience advocating on homeless or mental health issues. I think Billy brings something increasingly rare and critically important: lived experience combined with proven leadership. He himself is in the long-term recovery after navigating San Francisco's substance use and recovery systems firsthand. I think that's a perspective that's ever so grounded in the reality of what these systems actually look like for the people that they're meant to serve. As you know, since 2016, Billy has served as the executive director of the Castro County Country Club, managing budgets, overseeing volunteers, and building sustainable programs for LGBTQ people in recovery. He's expanded services for people of color, those living with HIV and hepatitis C, and others often excluded from traditional recovery spaces. At a time when OCOH oversees hundreds of millions in Prop C funding, we need committee members who understand both accountability and lived reality. I think Billy bridges these worlds. He's built partnerships across city departments, nonprofits, and neighborhood businesses. He's earned deep trust from not only service providers, but most importantly, the communities OCH is meant to serve. I urge you to consider his appointment. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Michael Siracusa. I'm a previous D8 resident, currently living in D3, and I'm here to urge you to appoint Billy Lemon to the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee. At a moment where San Francisco desperately needs oversight that's both rigorous and rooted in reality, Billy brings something rare. He's lived the systems he'll be asked to oversee. After a decade navigating substance use in San Francisco's high-risk environments, Billy is now in long-term recovery and has turned that experience into years of public service. He understands what recovery, homelessness, and support services actually look like on the ground, not from a policy brief, but from having walked through these systems himself. Since 2016, Billy has led the Castro Country Club as executive director, managing hundreds of volunteers, overseeing budgets, and growing one of our city's cornerstone LGBTQ recovery organizations. That's the kind of operational and fiscal accountability we need as OCOH evaluates millions in Prop C spending. But Billy's real strength is connection. He bridges worlds with people most people never cross, connecting nonprofits with city departments, linking volunteer efforts like the Burrito Project with expanded capacity, and advocating for small businesses facing behavioral health crises. He's expanded sober spaces for LGBTQ people of color, those living with HIV and hepatitis C, and communities routinely excluded from mainstream systems. The charter calls for centering the voices of those most impacted. Billy carries that voice, not theoretically, but authentically. He's earned deep trust from service providers, volunteers, and people in recovery because he's been there. He started as a volunteer, worked as a cafe employee, and rose to leadership through service, not theory. Right now, public faith in how we spend homelessness funds is fragile. This committee needs members who can rebuild that trust from the ground up, people who can understand City Hall both and the front lines and can match compassion with accountability and who can make oversight credible and effective. Billy Lemon is exactly that person. I urge you to appoint him. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Troy Boyd on behalf of Billy Lemon. I'm a supervising employment specialist at PRC and a board member of the Castro Country Club. Billy Lemon has played a huge role with me getting to that position, and with his mentorship, knowledge, enthusiastic support, and friendship, I personally have been able to reach great success not only in my recovery but also in my profession. I know that there are many, many others that have that same experience and testimonial regarding Billy. I've known him for about 12 years, and I've seen him coach and teach diverse populations, and also he is able to find and create spaces where folks feel seen, heard, and supported. Lastly, I've witnessed and appreciate his ability to approach things with a cultural humility and a willingness towards understanding and learning. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Stephanie Ashley. I'm coming to you today with over 20 years of working on addressing homelessness in San Francisco as a direct service provider, working in philanthropy, and as a legislative aide to the Board of Supervisors. I'm here today to point out that OCO is incredibly fortunate to have the leadership of some of the city's most dedicated women advocates. women like Jenny Friedenbach, Kezia Martinez, Chanel Williams, and Julia D'Antonio, as well as some fantastic mayoral appointees like Ruby Bellaria Schifrin. But this city has known few advocates as dedicated to this issue as Jenny Friedenbach. Jenny has given her heart, her blood, her sweat, her tears, and countless years and decades of her life to try and advance long-term sustainable solutions to homelessness and to reduce the immediate suffering that you see on our streets. Without Jenny, the city would not have $300 million in OCO funding every year that supports our homelessness response system. And I want to point out that OCO was created because Jenny brought together shelter experts, housing experts, experts in behavioral health, mental health, and substance use disorders, and crafted legislation that would create a balance of evidence-based solutions to really help us move the needle on homelessness. You know, Jenny is incredibly knowledgeable, and there really is, you would be hard pressed to find anyone more dedicated. I think it would be a shame and an offense to let her lose her seat. I also want to speak in support of Kezia Martinez, who couldn't be here today. Zia and I got to know each other working together on the city's five-year strategic plan to address homelessness. We spent the last 3 years together talking to hundreds of people on the streets, in shelters, in SROs, and in encampments, and giving that input to the city to craft our strategic plan. Zia and I spent Christmas Eve of 2024 together in the rain, wearing Santa hats, handing out presents, and interviewing people for this city's five-year strategic plan. She's a mother with lived experience navigating this system, and she's done an incredible job on this commission. So I just want to point out that in a moment in this country's history when women are being politically disenfranchised and pushed out of spaces like this, I think this committee really has a moment to support some incredible women leaders in this space, and I hope that you will support Jenny Friedenbach and Zia Martinez in keeping their seats. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sunbear Jackson. I'm here from the Sunset District, formerly homeless, and I'm here in support of Jenny Friedenbach. Two of my heroes happen to be in this room right now. They're sitting right there. And the gentleman sitting next to Jennifer really just tells me everything I need to know about who is behind her and where the support should lie. If it wasn't for Jennifer and the Coalition on Homelessness, I honestly don't know where I'd be today. And I'm celebrating 10 years clean and sober, 10 years housed, working on everything good and doing a lot of volunteer work with the Coalition on Homelessness. Jenny Friedenbach has championed homeless families, working closely with the providers and the families to ensure the public builds effective responses. Homelessness among families is increasing in this new day and age, and she has successfully advocated for an equitable response in the distribution of homeless dollars. She championed Prop C. I think it would be a crime. We don't break things that are working well just to fix them again. I hope you seriously consider letting her keep her seat. Thank you.
Hi, supervisors. My name is Karin Adams. I'm the director of programs with Homeless Youth Alliance. I'm here to support Jenny Friedenbach maintain her seat. Jenny Friedenbach's impact through the Prop C committee has been nothing short of transformative. Her leadership has not only identified critical gaps in the system, but has turned those insights into meaningful, lasting change. Jenny comes to every meeting fully prepared, armed with data, insight, and deep understanding of the complex issues at hand. She does the hard work, gathering information, listening to diverse perspectives, and ensuring that decisions are made with integrity and purpose. Jenny's dedication to accountability and transparency ensures that every dollar is thoughtfully and effectively spent. And when it isn't, she has the courage to speak up. Her unwavering commitment to inclusion guarantees that youth providers from agencies, both large and small, have a voice in the process. This cannot be overstated. For smaller nonprofits like the one I work for, organizations that often lack the resources of larger agencies, Jenny's advocacy ensures that we remain informed, represented, and empowered to contribute meaningfully. Jenny Friedenbach exemplifies what true leadership looks like: informed, courageous, inclusive, and relentlessly dedicated to equity and impact. Thank you so much.
Supervisors Matias from Chinatown CDC. I want to go back to when we started our city, our home. We were in a small, dingy conference room, and we had this idea that San Franciscans wanted real solutions about homelessness, and they were willing to put their money where they wanted to see action. We spent over a year interviewing people like you in seats like yours, but also people on the street to understand what people wanted. The ballot measure throughout the many iterations could have been smaller. It could have dedicated money only to housing, or only to shelter, or only to mental health services. It was a participatory, thoughtful, and inclusive process that got our city, our home, to be what it was, and the support, and got the support of 63% of San Franciscans. I think that, I hope that you apply the same logic today. There are many qualified candidates. There are many qualified candidates that I have agreed with. There are many qualified candidates that I have not always agreed with, one of them being Jenny. And the fact, though, even when she gets mad at me, even when, you know, she does things and uses tactics that I don't understand, is that I know Jenny is a dedicated public servant. Is somebody who brings integrity and who brings strength and courage. And yeah, maybe sometimes she's wrong, and we all are, but I think that we wouldn't have an Our City, Our Home ballot measure, but we also wouldn't have a committee if it wasn't for Jenny's relentless commitment to participatory processes. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, supervisors. My name is Carolyn Goosen, and I'm here to speak on behalf of public defender Manon Raju and also myself in support of Jennifer Friedenbach. Jennifer is really the preeminent expert on homelessness policy, funding, and services in San Francisco, as I've seen time and time again. She has been a tireless and highly effective advocate and city partner for many years, providing voice to the thousands of people who suffer on our streets. Her leadership has directly resulted in more than 5,000 people being housed, including 1,700 children, and she has helped diversify and expand the city's shelter system to serve 4,000 additional people over 3 years. Her advocacy has also helped expand behavioral health services to reach over 16,000 new clients, ensuring that more San Franciscans, including our public defender clients, receive the care and stability they need. And crucially, for this seat, she was the community leader who created, worked on collaboratively, and ensured the passage of Proposition C, Our City, Our Home, the transformative ballot measure that secured long-term funding for housing and behavioral health services. Prop C would never have been drafted or passed without Jenny Friedenbach, which means this committee would not exist without Jennifer Friedenbach. As a commissioner, she thus goes beyond exemplifying the purpose of Seat 8. It does call for a representative with deep experience advocating on homelessness or mental health issues, but she has been that and so much more. She has been a champion of our city. And on a personal note, I just want to say I've worked with her for 15 years and seen her time and time again, exemplified by Prop C, fighting so hard for our families and individuals on our streets, always fighting with tenacity and with love. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christian Jimenez. Jennifer Friedenbach should keep her seat on Our City, Our Home. Over the past 4 years, she has made huge contributions and shown deep dedication to the committee. She helped craft Prop C, a tax on corporations that funds housing and services for people experiencing homelessness. On a personal note, she has helped me and my family greatly ever since I was 5. I am 21 now. She is such a very passionate, dedicated human being who will never, ever stop fighting for what's right. Thank you.
Good
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Solange Cuba, and I work with Coalition on Homelessness. I work with Jenny. And one of the things I want to make sure to say it here to everybody, Coalition doesn't get any money from the city. We are an organization based on donations. We don't get any money from Prop C either. I see my boss going every single day to the office at 8:30 in the morning to make sure that everybody gets their papers. Nobody else does. She does every day. So I think she deserves where she is. She cares from the micro to the macro. And that's what we need right now. I prepare a whole thing, but everything's been said. So thank you for listening.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Lupe, and I live in the Mission District. And I'm here to support Jennifer Friedenbach and her reappointment to seat 8 on our City, Our Home Oversight Committee. Prop C, Our City, Our Home, was passed by voters in November of 2018 to fund solutions to homelessness, including housing, homelessness prevention, shelter, and behavioral health treatment by taxing the gross receipts of large corporations. The measure was drafted by the Coalition on Homelessness and was spearheaded by Jennifer Friedenbach, a prominent community leader who works tirelessly alongside homeless communities, shelter providers, legislators, and an array of community organizations. Her seat on OCO is essential in preserving community voices of those who advocate and work closely with homeless communities. This is proven in her work through Prop C as a shelter liaison and her push to bring behavioral health services to shelters and her ability to work towards designing policies based on data, best practices, and community-driven solutions. The removal of citizen participants from public bodies is undemocratic and works to silence community voices and participatory governance. For these reasons, Ms. Friedenbach should be reappointed. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Lauren Hall. I was one of the original proponents of Prop C, Our City, Our Home, and also I'm a supportive housing provider who receives Prop C funds and chair of the Supportive Housing Provider Network. But I'm also a resident of San Francisco who's been working on this issue for over 35 years, and I'm here to support the reappointment of Jennifer Friedenbach, who currently holds seat 8 on the Our City, Our Home Commission. As you know, and as you've heard, Jennifer was the primary architect for Prop City, Our Home, and one of the most effective, informed, and active participants on the body. Jenny knows the intent and value of Prop C better than most and is keenly equipped to ensure that the funds are spent as voters intended them to be. Jenny does not stray from ensuring that the funds are used appropriately and that gaps in the system are identified and addressed as best we can as a city. She is uniquely qualified to ensure that the needs of unhoused people are understood and acted upon, and does not shy away from disagreement and debate. Community-based providers rely on Jennifer to ensure that the real experiences that affect people experiencing homelessness and the formerly unhoused are elevated to the policymakers who are making decisions that impact thousands of lives. Commissions play a critical role in providing expertise and oversight independent from elected officials. Jennifer is an asset on this commission, is not beholden to anyone except the people that Our City, Our Home were designed to support. She works for compromise when there are competing demands and works tirelessly to ensure that all understand what is at stake when funding decisions are made. We need commissioners who don't shy from disagreement with the mayor and the board. We need commissioners like Jenny who are there to do the extremely difficult work of trying to turn the tide on homelessness. San Francisco will only make progress on the issue of homelessness when we stop using it as a political platform and come together to make real change. Jennifer has the expertise and technical knowledge of how the system is funded to help us do that successfully and ensure that Prop C funds are used to address real gaps in our system of care. I urge you to reappoint Jennifer, even if she disagrees with you, because she is bringing the perspective that we all need to hear that will make our system stronger and more responsive to those in need. Thank you.
Morning, Supervisors. Morning, everyone. My name is Anna Berg. I'm a director at HRTC, an integrated mental health and substance use treatment agency that specializes in bringing care to those struggling with the daily traumas of being unhoused here in San Francisco. I'm here today to ask this body to uphold the integrity of Prop C legislation by continuing the appointment of Jennifer Friedenbach to the Our City, Our Home Commission. Jennifer's seat is reserved for someone with direct, credible experience advocating for issues facing our unhoused community and those struggling with their mental health. Prop C can't work without this dedicated seat, and I can think of no more experienced, knowledgeable, inclusive, and trusted advocate than Jennifer. Since our meeting 25 years ago, I have seen firsthand how Jennifer's knowledge of city budgets, population-specific needs, and broader community support have coupled with her absolutely incredible work ethic to help create more than 5,000 new units of housing in San Francisco. She has also broadened access to mental health care in temporary and permanent supportive housing sites. Plus, Jennifer is the reason, as many have said, that we are here at all today to advocate for Prop C and its commission. Please maintain Jennifer's appointment so we can get much more needed work done together. Thank you.
Hello, supervisors. My name is Cody Keene. I work with a PSH provider here in San Francisco, but I'm speaking with you today in my personal capacity. I am speaking in strong support of Jennifer Friedenbach for the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee. As a District 8 resident and a San Francisco voter who supported OCO, I care deeply about ensuring this funding stays true to its purpose, to house and support our most vulnerable neighbors, including families, seniors, and those experiencing homelessness. We need people on this committee who truly understand the funding inside and out, people who not only protect its intent, but also collaborate, educate, and advocate in good faith. Jennifer Friedenbach embodies all of those qualities. I urge you to reappoint Jennifer Friedenbach to the OCO Oversight Committee. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Hello, my name is, good morning. My name is Angel Baten, and on behalf of Billy Lemon, I met Billy in 2019, and from the very beginning, Billy has been someone who uplifts others. His unwavering dedication to making support and resources accessible, especially for those who often face barriers, has inspired me both personally and professionally. As a young brown person in recovery and a drag queen, finding spaces where I feel truly seen and valued has always been easy. Hasn't always been easy, but Billy has always made me feel included. He reminds me that every part of who I am belongs in this community and that our differences makes us stronger. As a young event organizer in the nonprofit world, I've learned so much from watching Billy lead with empathy and vision. His belief in me helped me grow into leadership, and today I proudly serve as a member of the CCC Advisory Board because of his support and example. Billy's leadership goes far beyond any single organization. He embodies what it means to serve, lifting others, and ensuring everyone, no matter their background, feels empowered to take part in shaping our shared future. I am deeply honored to stand here in support of Billy Lemon. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Robbie, and I'm a born and raised San Franciscan, speaking today in strong support of Billy Lemon's appointment to the OCOH Oversight Committee. Billy's story and his work are both a testament to what recovery, service, and leadership can look like in San Francisco. His lived experience gives him insight into how our systems actually work, where they succeed, and where they fall short for real people trying to get back on their feet. The Oversight Committee needs people who know how to deliver and not just discuss outcomes. Billy is exactly what OCO needs to rebuild public faith that these funds are being used wisely. I can't think of a more qualified person to serve on this committee. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Rules Committee Supervisors Cheryl Walton and Mandelman Griffin Lee here, District 2 resident, and also speaking on behalf of Connected SF staff. We urge and encourage you to not renew Ms. Friedenbach's appointment or term. Over the last 6 years, she has delivered the failed results. She has shown a lack of transparency and accountability, which has led to a further crisis on our streets. She also believes in housing first, which we do not believe in. Out of the candidates today, although we do not know Billy Lemon personally, given he's been an active community member in District 8, leads a sober center, something we strongly believe in opening more of, we do support Billy Lemon today. Lastly, I would say on the opposition of Ms. Friedenbach and anyone on the committee today, they have had millions of dollars at their discretion, and they've failed to use those dollars to really bring in the support needed for those suffering on our streets. And we see it today, slow improvements being made, but the reality is there's a long way to go. And it's a new day in San Francisco, and that means no appointments renewed for the current committee. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Maritza Salinas, and I'm a resident of San Francisco. This is a beautiful city that I am so grateful to be part of. I am a single mom with three minors. I'm currently homeless, and I am here to support Jennifer with the Homeless Coalition. I'm sorry, Jenny, I cannot remember your last name, but I am here for you. And I just want you guys to know that how I met Jennifer. My homeless life begins after domestic violence, and I called the city for shelter. It was no room for me and my kids. I have to sleep in the car with my three minors, and I knew I was in danger, and I couldn't lose my life. So after 3 days sleeping in a car, I finally find shelter in Livermore, California. And I'm so grateful for that shelter. It's amazing. My kids and I got a lot of support from that shelter. And that's how, you know, our homeless life began. And suddenly after 3 years, I met Jenny when I'm a Hamilton emergency, when I'm going through a lot of struggle with my kids. I was about to be sleeping in the street again. I was fearful for it. And I met Jenny with the Homeless Coalition, and it's amazing to see how professional she is. I didn't need to bring letters from doctors for her to see that I needed a lot of help. And my medical condition is not so good. It's not the best. But she looked at my eyes, and I can see her eyes, and I see hope for me and my children. So as a woman, I'm hoping for Jenny to stay and for you guys to see what she does. I hear everybody that speak about her, and it's amazing to know what she does. And I want you guys to know that as a homeless.
Good morning, supervisors. I'm Bevan Dufty, and I first want to clear up the record that Coalition on Homelessness has never received money from Prop C. So that's a fact. I think all of you know that, but I would like to keep the record clear. There's an abundance of riches in the room today, and I was so impressed with all of the turnout for Billy Lemon and for what his experience has been, and you know, I want to thank him. As a gay man who served in Harvey Milk's seat, I've tried to advance opportunities for our community to be heard and to be cared for. I'm so proud of Chanel Williams, who I like to think that I'm a mentor in some ways. I've known her since she was on the Youth Commission, and it's so important to have leaders like Chanel who, as an elected official for the Community College Board. Jennifer and I go back over 30 years. We started out with me supporting Care Not Cash and getting elected to the board. Then the next step was her bringing a dozen people in to tell me what their life's experiences were, and I've tried to let that lead my work. I do want to say that I serve on the Homelessness Oversight Commission as a representative of the Board of Supervisors. I've been honored to do that work. I would like to say that if for any reason Mr. Lemon wouldn't advance, that I would certainly want to talk with him, and I would consider stepping down from that position and giving him the opportunity, because these are two panels that have a lot of overlap, and I think I just want to say that I do appreciate that, and I want to thank all the people that came out for Jennifer, because she's richly deserving of that. She has experienced a lot of misogyny and hate that's been directed at her over the years. Bicyclists trying to hit her in a crosswalk and other things. So I hope that we can be respectful of all the candidates that are here, and I would certainly be willing to talk to the president of the board if there was interest in making a change. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Defty.
Are there any other speakers on this matter?
Jennifer Friedenbach has fought long and hard for this initiative, and as the creator of it, I think she knows what's best, and I fear of the politicians interfering in voter initiatives. We have already seen this with Mayor Lurie basically already having an effect on our city, on our home, and this is the people's initiative. And now, unless you know someone that has worked night and day to keep this alive, to have homeless and low-income families being able to go into affordable housing, I fear that this is a political move in order for this supervisorship to be able to get what they want, and that is a temporary solution of shelters before the long-term game of helping everyday San Franciscans being able to stay, survive, and live in their homes. Please prioritize the people and not the quick fix solution, because it's never a quick fix for us. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Last week when I served as a substitute on the Rules Committee, it occurred to me that the major difference between the Rules Committee where I used to serve and Budget and Appropriations where I now serve with both Chair Walton and President Mandelman. On Budget and Appropriations, we're routinely presented with no good options, and on Rules Committee, you're routinely presented with all good options. It's a nice problem to have, but it's still a problem, and I know that no one likes saying no to those who want to serve their city with their time and their expertise, yet that is the task before you. I hope no one who falls short today takes it personally when policymakers make directional changes, which I think have more to say about the city and where it needs to go than any of the applicants who are before you today. Among the good choices before you to serve on the OCO Oversight Committee, I do want to add my voice to those in support of Billy Lemon, who leads an institution that has played and continues to play a foundational role in my own recovery. It's an institution that was co-founded by the late Joe Healy, who was a mentor to me in both recovery and in Catholicism. He was the parochial vicar of Most Holy Redeemer Church late in his life. It is no exaggeration for me to say that the Castro Country Club has helped to save my life. And I have been seen the saving grace this institution extends to me, regularly extended to countless others who benefit from the inclusive, welcoming, and collaborative approach Billy Lemon has instituted in leading the Castro Country Club. There is no mental health issue facing our city today more consequential than substance and alcohol use disorders. At a moment when we are beginning to make real progress on drug-free and recovery-oriented housing options at the state and local level, Billy Lemon's perspective and voice, in my view, are deeply needed. Billy Lemon has led the Castro Country Club from the dark days of near closures some a decade and a half ago to being a citywide model for sober community spaces that I believe should be a blueprint for recovery community spaces like it throughout the city. He's a remarkable leader, and he brings exactly the expertise and experience our city needs now on homelessness and mental health services, and I hope you'll support him.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton, and I also want to thank all the folks who have served and want to serve on this body. I think this body is extraordinarily important, along with the Homeless Oversight Commission. And I do think that it is important that there be alignment between the Board of Supervisors in general on policy and the people who we appoint to both of these bodies. I am not familiar with all of the people who are applying, and so I'm going to ask that for a couple of seats that we continue these to the call of the chair to give me the opportunity to get to know folks a little bit better. There are two folks who I am, who I know well and am completely comfortable supporting for this body. It has been amazing to watch Chanel Williams grow into her leadership role in this city. I remember her as a very feisty and very outraged student at City College back in 2012 when the accreditor was threatening to shut the place down, and she was part of the opposition to that. And I've seen her grow and lead in all sorts of areas, including public health and homelessness. I've watched her advance her own educational journey, and so I'm super comfortable and happy to support her reappointment to seat two. And for seat eight, I am a huge fan of Billy Lemons. I've seen the work that he has done in the Castro. I also think that one of the things that I really appreciate about Billy is, although this is a contentious moment, and this this particular seat is clearly, a feeling about a position about which people have strong feelings. Billy is actually someone who navigates many worlds and can talk to many people who don't necessarily agree with each other, who is very much of a uniter, not a divider, who navigates harm reduction worlds and abstinence worlds and permanent supportive housing supporters and folks who might be a little more skeptical of PSH, and recognizes that nobody has a monopoly on truth, and that we can do better by talking to lots of people. And I know he'll continue to do that if my colleagues on the board agree that he should be on the OCO committee. So either after everybody's spoken or now, should I go ahead and make the motion or do it later?
You can make your motion now.
Okay.
It's your prerogative.
It's my... Okay, and it might not go anywhere, but I would like to move that we forward the appointment of Chanel Williams to seat two and Billy Lemon to seat eight, and that we continue seats four and six to the call of the chair, but I promise to quickly talk to all the people who are interested and hopefully have some thoughts about those seats in the not-too-distant future.
Just real quick, Mr. Clerk, we don't have to, we can just not take action on four and six, right?
Yes.
So the motion is Chanel Williams for seat two and William Lemon for seat eight?
Yeah.
Thank you, President Madeline. Supervisor Sherrill?
Thank you, Chair Walton. I just want to echo President Mandelman. For seats four and six, if we do not, in fact, take action, I would just encourage all applicants to please reach out. We'd love to have those conversations. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Sherrill. first, again, I want to reiterate my thanks for everyone who submitted their name to serve on this committee. You can tell by the amount of the public that has come out, how passionate folks are, that this is a priority to us here in San Francisco. I do just want to reiterate the fact that I believe Jennifer Friedenbach is someone who has really committed her life to tackling homelessness. I personally wish that this body had the support for her to continue to serve. If you look at the history of Prop C, if you look at the fact that we are even in here having a conversation about this committee, it is because of her leadership, it is because of her commitment, it is because of her work, it is because of her dedication. As you can also see, obviously, the majority of the homeless provider community knows and wants and respects her leadership. I also just want to caution us as we look at what's happening at the federal level and the fact that we are now in a shutdown at this government. We have folks whose benefits are at stake, federal employees who are not receiving paychecks because of partisan politics and because of the fact that we cannot get leadership to agree, even when we are not on the same page. And I think that we're not always, I remember even when I first got elected, the one thing that I said in my speech was, the only thing I can guarantee you is that I will never agree with everyone. And you know that is part of this work, having those different voices. And I wish that we would focus on the fact that when we have people who are dedicated and committed to the work, whether we agree or disagree with some of their opinions, that it's really about the people and the communities that we serve in our roles. And I wish that we were having a different conversation about supporting Jennifer and her work. And I hope that at some point this body realizes the importance of her and what she's done to fight to address the needs of our unhoused community so that there is a space and place for her in the future. Obviously, we don't have the support at this point for her continued leadership in this role, but I know that her fight, her commitment and dedication most certainly was not limited to this body. And although I wish we were having a conversation about being happy about her moving forward in this role, it doesn't look like that's where we're going at this point in time. But I wanted to make sure that I said on record how much I appreciate her commitment, her work, her dedication to this work. And seeing no other speakers on the roster, Mr. Clerk, on that motion.
Yes, on the motion to appoint Chanel Williams, seat 2, and William Lemon to seat 8, on that motion. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion has been approved without objection, and we'll be forwarded with recommendation to the Board of Supervisors.
Thank you. And President Mandelman.
I would love to get to know these folks better. Our chair has advocated strongly for Julia D'Antonio, and I very much respect the organization that I know she is affiliated with. So I will move that we forward her nomination for seat 6.
Thank you.
Mr. Yes, on the motion to recommend Julia D'Antonio to seat 6. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations, and thank you, everyone, for coming out and being willing to serve. Mr. Clerk, do we have any other items on today's agenda?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.